The last point that we were covering was the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, how we think about Maaser Sheni. Do we look at it as basically yours, but with a tnai that you have to bring it to Yerushalayim, or is it something which is taken out of your asset portfolio, what we call Mamun Gavoa, and Hashem says, okay, so just like when it comes to Kadshim, there's an idea of Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu, that I'll let you have it, you know, from the... from off the Mizbeach, so to speak, is, Maaser Sheni, basically part of that framework. So that's a machlokas. That's a legitimate dispute between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. But again, if you require ownership in particular areas of halacha, let's say with the mitzvah of Dal and Minim, most famously, Lekachtem Lacham Ayam HaRishon, Priyetz Hadar Kapos Tmarim, gives me a chance to do a little chazara and tosfos. How do we know that it's not kapos, ribui of Shtayim, but Priyat Sadar, remember the observation of Tosos, if you only have one Esrog, you can only have one Lulav, they counterbalance each other, and perhaps a little bit less well-known in the mitzvah of Chala, Bachochem Eslechem Haaretz, Mereshis Ariso Seichem actually is twice, right, Chala, Tarimu, Truma, and surprisingly, Rabbi Meir held out the doctrine in the world of matzah as well. And that's something that we're going to have to talk about. Right? There's no indication that matzah should really have to be part of a person's ownership that we're familiar with from Mikra itself. Nothing parallel to Lachem or Ariso Sechem. So that's going to be something that we're going to discuss. Now, of course, we had already touched on the issue of Matzah Shel Maaser Sheni, the Shita of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, but he happened to remember, based on the Pasuk in Parshas Kisavo, Lo Achalti, Ve'oni Mimenu, right? Remember, Lachem Oni with an Ayin, Lachem Oni with an Aleph, that you can't have Matzah, which is inoculated, against some of the more challenging experiences in life, right? After all, it is Lechem Oni with an Ayin, so Lechem Oni, it has to be Nechal Be'aninos. And remember, we use a Kal V'chomer from Maaser Sheni, Lo Achalti V'Oni Mimenu, that no Kadshim can be eaten with Aninos, Ve'achalti Chatas Hayom Hayitav Be'enei Hashem. Remember, Aaron HaKohen extends the Kal V'chomer from Maaser Sheni to the world of Kadshim more generally. So we'll have a look at that as well. Today. Okay, so let's go back just a few lines. So, under Rav Hasi, Yisoshal Maaser Sheni, the Rebbe Meir, Ptura Min Achala, doesn't meet the standards of Ariso Seichem, the Rebbe Chachamim, Chayebes Vechala, Matzo Shal Maaser Sheni, the Rebbe Meir, and Adam Yotze Bayde Chobasa with Pesach, clearly for a different reason though than Rebbe Yossi Aglili, the Rebbe Chachamim Yotze Bayde Chobasa with Pesach, Esrog Shal Maaser Sheni, the Rebbe Meir, Yotze Bayde Chobasa with Yamtiv. So this is very fascinating. Yesterday we were talking about three different areas of lachem in the Torah, right? Chala, we were talking about the lachme toda, and then we were talking about lachem oni of matzah. So here we see a clear case where we're willing to extend from the world of chala to the world of matzah, l'shita sir meyer. Leim misai leisa shal meyser sheni, so lema messiah hainu hach. It's not a support. It's just the restatement of the position. So hachi kamer lema midapligi beisa v'hanach nami pligi adoma shani hasam dechsev ariso seichem trei zimni. Maybe the fact that it says ariso seichem twice is really what tells you that chala has to be under your ownership. But we're not going to make that extension to the world of matzah, of lechemoni, and so kamash malan, that l'shitas Reb Meir, we would be willing to do so. So you take a look over at Tosfos. Tosfos presents a question from the reader Orleans, which I think is a very important question to consider in light of some of the topics that we have been particularly focused on. This is a top Tosfos on the Amud. Hikshar Imer Alins, Kevin the Yalfinan Lachem Lachem, Davinan Matzah Shalachem, right? We're learning from the world of Chala to the world of Matzah, and at the Raisa level, Am I Yitzrech Le'el, Amiute Shalo Yetze, Bit Shalo Yatzah, excuse me, Bitavel. And the Gemara said, Misha Yisura Mishum Bal Tochal Chametz, right? That's only something that could have been Asur Mishum Chametz, it can't have any other issue that's involved. Typically, Davinan Shalachem. V'tevel eno shalachem, d'ha esrog shal demai, d'machshiri beis hila belula bagazel, mefarish hasam, b'shum d'ibai, mafkin l'chasi, v'havi ani, v'chazi lei. As we said, hashtanami shalachem, karinan bei. Mashma, d'tevel gamor lo chashav shalachem. Tevel can't be considered yours, because there are matanos kahuna and levia that are contained inside. So if there's really a din of personal ownership by matzah, so that already would be a hafkoa for matzah shel tevil. So v'tirei tzri, the answer is really fascinating, I think. Esrog shel tevil lo chashiv shelo, kevan shesarech liten mimenu lekoen ulevi, u'bainan sheyehei kol ha'esrog shelo. So there's shel koen v'shelei v'ba'emza, it's not entirely yours. Avol matzah, shimachol kokach, shimayanose mimenu truma meiser, mimasha achol, akasi achol shir matzah, maybe not for the Chazon Ish, but for others, Chashiv Shapir Shalom. So this is an extremely fascinating and non-obvious answer. You might have said, no, the gather of personal ownership is that it has to be yours. There can't be anything that belongs to the Kohen or Levi inside of it. But the Ri says, no, I think I can answer the Kasha of the Ri Meirlins, because even if you would take out the portion that belongs to the Kohen and belongs to Levi, I still have a shear of matzah shal mitzvah. So that is a very narrow way of defining ownership. She says if you subtract from the esrog, right, the esrog is no longer a whole esrog. It's possible. But if you subtract from the matzah, so it's acceptable because you have a shear of matzah shal mitzvah. Yeah, Ilan, go ahead.
So according to this, then on after the first day of Sukkot, a person should be able to use an esrog shel tevel.
Possibly, yeah, but there's reason to say that. But again, if you're dealing with just the Doraisa and you're not in the Beis Hamikdash, you know, it's still, you know, you could justify the chiluk. I think the bigger chiddush, to be honest, is that you would look at ownership of matzah in such a narrow way and say that the cheft of matzah doesn't really have to be yours as long as there's a shear of matzah that's yours inside of it. I think is that very surprising. Okay. So by Rav Shimon Reish Lakish, Ma'o sheyetzi adam midei chova, so bechala shol meiser sheni b'Yerushalayim, so li b'der Rav Yossi Agli lo si bayi locha hashta bechulin lo nafek bechala sam mi bayi. So Rav Yossi Agli had a different problem with it, which is again, is lo achalti v'oni mimenu with the aleph. So it has to be something which is nachal bi'anino. So Meiser Sheni is altogether off the table. Kisi ba'lachal yibad Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva was open. Who remembers again the limud of Rabbi Akiva? Why was Rabbi Akiva open to it? He says, lechem oni doesn't mean like we have with anino. So lachal tivoni yimeno, that's lechem she'onim alav dvarim harbe. Remember that was the Gemara in Daf Lamed Vav. And in terms of Meiser Sheni, Nachi just reminds us, Rabbi Akiva Shita is Ba'erev tochlu matzos riba, right? So we include matzah shel meiser sheni. So what about the chala? We have to do hafrashos chala on bread of meiser sheni Yerushalayim. Okay, so this is the question according to Rabbi Akiva. Bechulin urdinafak di mitamu yeshlan heter b'moshavos bechol moshos eicham tochlu matzos. You could bring it out of Yerushalayim. Aval chala di mitamu leislo heter b'moshavos esreifo azla. Lo nafik odima minan ha'il v'ilu lo kara le'yashem. If you had not made this chala, it was just idiosyncratic that it became chala, v'itmi isla heter b'moshavos, it would be subject to heter moshavos, it would just be ma'aser sheni, and ma'aser sheni that becomes tamin Yerushalayim, right, you could take it outside of Yerushalayim once you're poted, v'nafik ba hashanami nafik, z'ikadami havadai, lo sibay lecha devada eminan ha'wil. No, that should be obviously fine. Ki sibay lecha chala halakuach bekesef meiser sheni ve'aliba derabanan. A little bit of a different case that we think is not so obvious. So let's say, again, a person doesn't want to bring the actual foodstuff to Yerushalayim. So the pasuk says, v'tzarta ha'kesef biyadecha, kesef tzuri. So your poda, you take the keren plus the chomesh and you spend it on foodstuffs in Yerushalayim. Now, what about that situation where you purchase food in Yerushalayim and then it becomes tamei? So it's not meiser sheni, but it's kesef meiser sheni. So this is what we call Kedusha Kalisha. It is a weaker form of Kedusha than actual Maaser Sheni. So if it was actual Maaser Sheni, you'd be poded, like regular Kachim, and then take it outside of Yerushalayim. But what about this situation? So lo sibay lecha kevan d'amri pada haynu maaser k'dibad lecha libad Rabbi Yehuda d'amar yikaver. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you have to bury it, there's no way to be poded out of its tumah because it's not really toface. It's not something like kachim, where when it becomes tameh, there's a specific protocol because it's just really bought with a kesef of maaser sheni, but it's not suffused with any kedusha at all. So ditnana lakuach v'kesef maaser sheni shenit ma yipada. Rabbi Yehuda Omer yikaver. So mi amin and hovi ol v'lo lakuach heavy. Or maybe this is all a bridge too far. It's one thing to say that if it's regular Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim that became Tameh, so theoretically, since you could be poded out of its Tumah and take it outside of Yerushalayim, right, it's Ra'el and Moshavos, and therefore we're going to accept it for purposes of Matzah Shel Mitzvah. But we're not going to say a second ho'il, right? That if this foodstuffs that you bought with the kesef of Maaser Sheni hadn't become Tameh, etc. So on the Rava, Mistabra, Shei Maaser Chadu. So the way that Rashi says it, I think, is a very straightforward way of understanding it, that Shei Maaser Chadu, that we look at all Maaser Sheni kind of in the same way, V'chihechid Nafek Maaser Gufei, that if you were eating the Maaser Sheni itself in Yerushalayim, it's still considered Ra'i L'chol HaMoshavos, according to Rabbi Kiva, Matzos Vatzos Riba, Navik V'chalasa Ho V'shem Chala Lo Navik V'alma Michal Matzah, right, as we know, you can use Chala for purposes of Matzah. If you're a Kohen, Chala and Truma is also part of the drasha of Matzos Matzos Riba for Kohanim. V'navik Nami B'chalasa Lakuach Daha Mikoach Maaser Ba, everything came out of the Koach of this original Maaser Sheni. Right, we're not going to be more machmir in the case of things that are bought with kesef shel maaser sheni, relative to the maaser sheni itself. Okay, so what about chalas tota rikike nazir? The Mishnah had said it depends for whom they are produced. So minali milei amaraba de amar kra ushimartem es hamatzos matza hamishtameres. So the machmir shita is to say that the rikike nazir and the chalos toda, so they were produced with a different mitzvah in mind. So let's take a look over at Rashi. Rashi says, "Ushmartem es hamatzos avid la shemira l'shem matzah." So kol shimur she'ata mishamra shalotachmitz. His kavein l'shem matzah shel mitzvah. This is a very, very important Rashi in the entire spectrum of Rishonim, because there is a certain misconception that when you deal, let's say, with the layer of Rishonim, that what the Rishonim were talking about in terms of Ushmartim es hamatzos was avoiding chametz, shmira min hachametz. So you see what Rashi is saying here, is Bishlama, that's a part of the Shmira, but Ushmartem es hamatzos isn't just that you have to prevent it from becoming chametz, but that you have to have in mind Shmira is like a form of kavana, l'shem matzah shel mitzvah. Okay? So when we talk about matzah shemura, what we really mean is not just that it didn't become chametz, but that you had in mind that you would perform the mitzvah of matzah with it. So what's the nafkamina? Obviously, right? Rikike nazir lach metoda. You can't allow that to become chametz, on the one hand, but it wasn't for the sake. A dafka was for something else, in terms of what mitzvah we would discharge with it. So Rav Yosef Amar Kra Shivas Yamin Matzos Tochelu Matzah Nechalas Shivas Yamin Yatzisa Zo Sheinu Nechalas Shivas Yamin Meliyom Balayla for the Nazir and for Alach Meitoda. Meitoda is different than other shlamim in that regard. So Rashi also, again, a very important comment here for Rav Yosef, what the problem would be. If they were never actually used in the context of a karban, so technically speaking, there is no dinosar, and there would be a heter for kol sheva miu ki avida. Lav l'shem matzah haru'uya l'mitzvah iskaven. Dechi avda adaita l'ifsule bayom uvalayla avda. V'islay, the Rav Yosef, ha'derava deba'inan shimor l'shem mitzvah. So even though technically speaking, if you didn't shach the karban, right, it's ra'oi for all 7 days, but you didn't produce it with that in mind. Your kavana here is very important, more than just practically speaking what you can or cannot do with it, right? So this is, I think, a really interesting idea. It has to be ra'oi for 7 days, even though matzah shel mitzvah is only bo erev tochu matzos. So this already is a very strong indication, right, for the idea that really what happens with matzahs, I think we've spoken about many times in the past, but just to review it, is that Bo'erev Tochlu Matzos rolls out from Leil HaSeder and really, begins to influence the rest of the holiday, Chag HaMatzos. That's the idea of Matzah Shemura Kol Shiva, right, that there's a Kiyum Daraisa involved in that. So Rav Yosef is saying that even in the production of the Chavtzah, it has to be Ru'uya Kol Shiva. That's a very important idea. Why should it be Ru'uya Kol Shiva? You only need it for the Matzah Shal Mitzvah for one night. But apparently, even that one night has to be something which is exportable to 7 days. Because that's really the idea. That it has to be Ra'oi for exportation from Leil HaSeder to the rest of the Yom Tov. Okay. So Tani Kavasi de Rabba, Tani Kavasi de Yosef, Tani Kavasi de Rabba, Yachi Yotzi de Chavasa, Bechalas de Rikigi, Nazir, Tam Lom Rishmaita, Misa Matzos, Matza, Mishta Mersa, Shem Matza, Yotzi Zazoshi, Mishta Mersa, Shem Matza, Shem Zevach, Tanya Kavasi de Rabbi Yosef, Yachal, Yetzi Adam Yatza, Yachal, Yetzi Adam Yachavasa, Bechalas de Rikigi, Nazir, Tam Lom Rishavis, Yam Matzos, Tochelo, Matza, Nechalas de Shiva, Yotzi Zazoshi, Nechalas de Shiva, Yom Balayla, so the tape of Klebi Lechem Oni, Mi shenachal be'aninos yatzah zeh she'enu nachal be'aninos elo b'simcha. Right? These are kachim, right? Kachim is a kal v'chomer from Meiser She'eni. So several like Rabbi Kiva. He doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. De amar ani ksiv, not oni. And again, lechem oni is used for a different drasha of lechem shonim alav dvarim harbe. So it doesn't have to be something which is roi le'ha'achel be'aninos. So the tape play to have le matzah ashira. Amr Shmuel Rav Yitzchak, it's not a matzah ashira. Revias hi or mischalakas hi lecham achalos. There are 40 different achalos in the Toda. There's only revias of oil which is involved. It's not a problem of matzah ashira. The tape play dena neachalos bechol moshavos. Right. Obviously, there's the mechitza that's for purposes of kachim kalim. At the very least, Yerushalayim or Rishlakish or Samaras. Chalos toda rikike nazir nechalin benov v'givon. So there's a very, very long Rashi here, which gives the entire history of the Heter Habamos. During Gilgal there was 14 years, 369 years. In Shiloh there wasn't. Nov and then Givon again. And there was a Heter Habamos. So if you assume that, and it's a big machlokas, what you could bring in Nov and Givon and what you couldn't bring in Nov and Givon. So we know that Bamas Yachid, you needed, there was a prohibition against the Karban Pesach, but there is a discussion here, what was the status of a Karban Toda, let's say, or the Karban of the Nazir in Nov and Givon. So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, Osomeris v'no nafkele v'chomo shoseichem kasabar chalos toda v'kike nazir ne'chalos v'nov v'givon. It wasn't limited to Yerushalayim. The Loki of Shimon, Damer Perakam de Megillah, the Lokarav Beno, the Lokarav Benova Givon, the Hainu Bamagidola, La Psach and Bechovos HaKavua Lahemzman. Avachovos Shem Lahemzman Kavua, lo, right? And the Korban Toda is idiosyncratic. Right? Arba Chayevim Lahodos, and same thing with a Nazir. It's not really a Kavua Zman. Yeah. So it happens to be that the Balei Tosos disagree with Rashi in terms of saying that this depends on how you paskin in the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon. This is the longer Tosos, Osomeres Chalos Toda, Rikike Nazir. So last few lines in that Tosos, near the read, the Hachi Perish, the Masis, and the Megillah, the Inchilik, and Mama Gedola, Bama Kitana, El Psachim, Zakalko, Anida, Renide, Hakre, Bama Gedola, Kakari, Bama Gedola, Kari, Bama Kitana, the Chol Shein, Nida, Renide, Venide, Vilo Naches, Alefarish, Masha Shaba, Hagdolo, Lutana. Aval yesh nidar v'nidev, there are things that are nidarim and nidavos, nidarim being hareza alai, nidava being harezo, kimo mincha o nazira, she'inan krevim lo bazo, the lo bazo, certain things that weren't offered at an Bama Gedola, meaning like a Novin Gibbon, a national Bama, and the Bama Katana, meaning the Bama Siachin, something that could be in your backyard. So, next Tosfos, Nachalim Minov Gibbon, Hikshe Rabbeinu Nisim, Im Kain, Heichim Ay Bikurim, Ibichol Moshavos, Va Bikurim Havu Chova Kabula and Zman, Bisman Simchas, you know, from Atzeres at Hachag, or even until Chanukah, you know, for purposes of bringing the Bikurim without the Mikra Bikurim, maybe Vikorim Kain, Kravim Minov Gibbon, Kimob Sachim, Sheyuk Kravim Bechulei Alma. Right, Korban Pesach is an Issa Daraisa Bamas Yachid, because the Pasuk says, Lo Sucha Lachol Bisharecha. Right, you can't do this in a private area. Okay, so why wouldn't Bikurim be Roy for Nova Gibbon? And if that's true, based on this Gemara, then that would establish them as Roy Lachol Moshavos. So Yeshom de Bikurim Hol, Yeshom Zman Gadol Kokach, if it really stretches, let's say, from Atzeres all the way to Sukkot, or even to Chanukah, in terms of bringing them, Lo Chashiv Zman Kavua, so maybe they really weren't brought to Nova Gibbon, Virajba Mefarish, Demishim Hachi, Havu Bikurim Chova, Shemam Zman Kavua, Kevan Shimeno Peros, Lo Yavi Bikurim. There's no fundamental obligation to bring Bikurim, it's only, you know, maybe Shis Kol Pri Adama, Asher Tavim Yaratzacha, Asher Shem Lokecha Nosem Lecha, Besam Tavatena. If you don't have Peros, you don't have to bring Bikurim all together, so you can't really call it something which is Kavua. So that's something I think which is really important to think about. But be that as it may, you know, if you look at the simple reading of the Parshan Kisavo, it's clear that it's only talking about Bizman Shabesa Mikdash Kayam. Velachtal Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem Lokecha L'Shaken Shemo Sham really can't be talking about Nov and Givon. So these answers are getting at the same idea, but the Rambam already in the Sefer HaMitzvos tells us it's only Bizman Shabesa Mikdash Kayam as one of the Tnayim in the Mitzvah of Bikurim. Yeah. And it makes sense, because the entire Mikra Bikurim is about, you know, V'yata Hinei Vesias Rishis Pri Adama, right? I've arrived. You wouldn't say that about, stages along the way. Yeah. So Tanya Rabbi Lai, Shalti is Rabbi Lazar, Rav Shietzi Adam Echalos Todi, Rikiki Nazir, Ami Lolo Shamati. Bati V'shalti Tanya Rabbi Yeshua, Amar Li, Hari Amru, Echalos Todi, Rikiki Nazir, says the Mishnah, Sha'asam Na'atzim Ein Adam Yotzi, Ein Adam Yotzi Bahen, Limkar B'shok Yotzi Bahen. Shabbati Ritzesi Dvarim Dufnei Rabbi Elazar Amar Li Bris, like that's a Lashon Shavua, Heinen Advarim Shenemer L'Moshe B'Sinai. Sika Da'amri Bris Hein? Hein Advarim Shenemer L'Moshe B'Sinai V'lo Taim Abaya? Don't we need a reason for it? Why would you be mechalik between things which are produced for consumer purposes and things that are produced at home? Nach, he's the resident expert in this topic in our little Chabura. So the Gemara says, V'Taim Abaya V'Rabba Kol Ashok Im luche mimlach amari mizdabim mizdabim lo mizdabim epok behu ana. Rashi says epok behu ana yedei chovas matza. Dahainu that our entire assumption from the beginning of the Gemara about the lach metod and the rikike nazir was inaccurate. No, on the contrary, right? That when it comes to the lach metod and the rikike nazir, who is to say that you didn't have the kavana? Not just to avoid chametz, but you had kavana, actually, l'shei mitzvah. The chiddush is that you could do so al tanai, that you could say, if I could sell them, terrific, I could use the parnasa. But if I can't sell them, I'll have in mind, there's a backup, l'shei matzas mitzvah. Now that's a big chiddush, because you could say it has to be pure. Maybe the level of kavana, which is required, is something which is completely pristine. Okay. So just to go back where we started, we talked about Meiser Sheni, Mamon Gavoer, Mamon Hedyot, the Machokis between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. And we said that Rabbi Meir learned out a din from Chala Ariso Seichem. The Pasuk there says, V'haya b'chalchemi lechem ha'aretz, lechem to lechem oni. So we assume that there's a proprietary din by matzah that it has to actually be yours. The Bali Atosos raise the question, why don't we say that about matzah shel tevel? They say, because there's a shear of matzah that's yours inside of there. That's a very big chiddush, and that's, you wouldn't say that about esrog, because esrog would be rendered possible, but that's not an obvious answer by any stretch of the imagination. So that was the first topic that we saw today, is, you know, how we look at personal ownership of matzah. Then we talked about different kinds of Maiser Sheni. Shem Maiser Chadu was the Gemara's conclusion, but the distinction between actual food of Maiser Sheni and Kesev of Maiser Sheni, the Lo Alima Lei Kedusha say, that has a lower level of Kedusha, in the end of the day, we said whatever the halacha is by one should be the halacha on the other. We talked about Shmura Matzah, it's obviously Mishumeres from Chametz, but it's also Lashem Matzah's Mitzvah, which raises a problem in terms of Rikike Nazir and Lachme Toda. Rav Yosef had a different problem. He said it has to be Ra'i Kol Shiva, and even if you haven't actually shechted the animals, so the lechem is not niskadish liyom balayla, nonetheless, if you didn't make it with a capacity, even if the mitzvah daraisa is only one night, or the chi of daraisa is only one night, it has to be really ra'oi kol shiva, which we saw is a very strong indication of the idea of the exportability of matzah shel mitzvah from Leila Seder to all of Chag HaMatzos. Continues to define it, right? Shivas yamim matzos tochelu. So many different psukim which focus on the idea of matzah defining the rest of the holiday. There was a brisa that supported both of those directions. We talked about v'chol moshavos, meaning that you could have something in Novan Givon, and there was a dispute about what the status of, let's say, a karban toda or the karban of Nazirus would be brought in Novan Givon or not. The Bali Atosos thought of ancillary reasons why Bikurim may not have been brought there. Maybe it's not considered something which has a Zman Kavua, because you have to have land, you have to be landed, you have to have peros to begin with, and maybe having such a broad time is not a Zman Kavua. We thought maybe it's a little simpler to say that V'alachtel HaMakom Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokech L'Shekein Shemo Sham, pretty obviously talking about Yerushalayim, can't be talking about places like Nov in places like Givon, etc. So that was another important point. And then the Gemara at the end tells us, I think a very big chiddush in the world of Kavana, the Shem Matzah's Mitzvah, that you could do it all Tanai. That was the conclusion that they drew, is that when it comes to Alach Metoda and Rikike Nazir that were made in a commercial setting, so they're really made all Tanai. If I could sell them, Mizdabin, Mizdabin, so I will utilize them for purposes of matzah mitzvah, and that's enough of a generation of kavana l'shem matzah mitzvah that will, you know, we'll look at that as sufficient. And, maybe people would object to that and say it really needs to be a very pure form of kavana, but in any event, the Gemara is open to that as a possibility. So let's just keep in mind, you know, Shmura Matzah, Matzah Mishumeres Minachametz, but also Mishumeres L'Shem Matzah Mitzvah. That's a very, very, very important topic. Very sensitive instrument in Halacha is the Matzah. It's be Matzah Shel Mitzvah. And the production has to be, production of the Matzah has to be along those lines as well. Okay, so we'll hold it up there. Just a reminder that tomorrow, because of the parent-teacher conferences, things will be delayed till approximately, I'll send you an exact time tomorrow, but it should be like sometime like 9:15 probably, maybe 9:30, something like that. Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi. Have a good night.
Have a good night.
Thank you so much, Rabbi.
Have a good night, guys.
Thank you, Rabbi. How was your Shabbos?